This program provides education, not advice. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. Brought to you by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ.
It's Tuesday, February 14th. Another day, another scam. Three crooks are now in prison for stealing $345 million in a Ponzi scheme. They stole $1.5 million per victim on average, 230 investors all told. They've now agreed to pay the SEC $235 million in restitution. The con men used the money they collected to fund lavish lifestyles. They bought 25 automobiles, including a Bugatti, a Pagani, Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and a Rolls Royce. They also bought a 7-carat diamond ring, a 23-carat diamond bracelet. They bought a $5.5 million house in Naples. They spent $2 million in home renovations. They bought a Gulfstream jet, a $350,000 boat. And to top it all off, they transferred $15 million to casinos. They ran their Ponzi from 2013 through 2018. Yeah, it took the SEC 5 years to find out about this one and shut it down. And the wives of two of the crooks were also named as defendants because they took millions of dollars from the fraud too. The SEC says the crooks sold fake securities with fake debt, forged signatures, and fabricated wire transfers. They were selling shares of non-existent bonds to financial advisors, bankers, and accountants, in addition to retirees. When somebody invested, they gave them profits that weren't really profits. It was just really money the crooks had taken from other investors. So Kevin Merrill, Jay Ledford, and Cameron Jazerski, along with their wives, Amanda Merrill and Lelaine Ledford, are all involved. They did business under a variety of company names: Global Credit Recovery, Delmarva Capital, Rhino Capital Holdings, Rhino Capital Group, DeVille Asset Management, and Riverwalk Financial Corporation. Kevin Merrill's serving 22 years in prison. Jay Ledford got 14 years. Jazerski served 2 years. He's already been released. There are several lessons here. First, don't expect the SEC or any law enforcement agency to protect you. You know the phrase, there's never a cop around when you need one? They all arrive at the crime scene after the scene is a crime, after it's occurred. That's not their fault. It's just how it works. In other words, you've got to be your own protector. Second, if the crooks do get caught, don't expect to get your money back. The SEC has been working on this for 5 years already. And if the crooks repay any money, investors are going to get a fraction of what they lost. Third, be careful even when your advisor or accountant or banker pitches you the idea. If it's not a publicly available security like a stock or an ETF, if it's a private investment that has limited availability, ask lots of questions. Do your own research. Ask if the advisor's getting a commission when you invest. They could be suffering from a conflict of interest, even if they're not part of the fraud. Scams happen all the time. They involve every kind of investment: stocks, bonds, real estate, gold, oil, collectibles, rare coins and stamps, baseball cards, artwork, crypto, you name it. It's your money. Don't be lackadaisical. Don't assume someone else has the primary responsibility for protecting it. Oh, and by the way, happy Valentine's Day. I nearly forgot. I'm Rick Edelman. See you tomorrow.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating investing opportunities along the way. Artificial intelligence, robotics, and 5G mobile networks are among the emerging technologies shaping the future. But is your portfolio keeping up? Visit globalxetfs.com to discover how you can invest in these and other disruptive innovations.
What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents of innovation. Ordinary people who shape the future by putting their money behind the right ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100. So you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Be an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Increased awareness and actionable intelligence about the forces that are shaping our world.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.